Beto here with Sun Radio, and what an awesome surprise to get to wake up and see Ellie and Joel from Wolf Alice. Welcome, y'all, to the interwebs, the Zoomosphere. This is how we interview these days in 2025. What's going on, y'all?
Oh, good. Yeah. Good morning to you from Hamburg, which is where we are in Germany. We're currently on tour. Yeah, thanks for having us on Sun Radio.
I was going to ask, Hamburg today, right? So we have this whole tour for the clearing. You're going to be all over Europe, even make a trip down to the island of Australia. What has that gotten normal just to wake up in different countries yet? How does that feel for the band?
It still feels pretty strange and also amazing, especially in Europe, because you wake up and you're in a completely different country with a different language, a different culture, different. So it's like, it's kind of, it's really amazing. And I don't think that gets old really, because especially you don't get to do it all the time, you know? So yeah, it's amazing.
I always hear people ask bands on tour, like, hey, what was your favorite thing about our city that we're in? Does Wolf Alice have time to actually get out? Or is it always like, you're rushing to get to the venue, the sound check, you're set up, you rock, you sleep, and then you're on the road again?
That's funny. Yeah, I try and make time. It feels like, you just some days I have this thing where I'm like, oh, I didn't go and explore, but I'm too tired. And other days you're just like, you just got to embrace where you are and just get out and find a coffee shop, find a vintage shop, buy a pair of jeans. I already have a million pairs that look exactly the same. Fill hole, go and do the show.
Joel, is that what you're kind of into? Like on your downtime, are you a coffee shop guy? Are you a vintage G shopper? Are you a connoisseur of sorts?
Coffee and denim. I don't know anything about coffee. I look terrible, but I love both things. And that's what I've done today in Hamburg is get some coffee and bought a pair of white Wrangler jeans.
How would you score him on a scale of 0 to 10, Ellie? His new Wrangler jeans.
Yeah. Joel's always had good genes, actually.
Oh,
But
thanks.
now he does actually have maybe too many.
Yeah. It's my wife is not best pleased when I come back from tours sometimes.
Well, Joel, you got to bring her home something. Then it's like, what's good for the goose is good for the gander type thing.
Right. I never thought of that. Damn, too selfish. I need to work that one out. Yeah.
That's what your brother Beto is here for, a spiritual guru.
Thank you, brother Beto.
Yeah. I gotta tell y'all, man, the clearing to me is one of my most surprising, entertaining, awesome albums of the entire year of 2025. It's not like I wasn't familiar with Wolf Alice's game, but I heard the big buzz about the record before it came out. Bloom Baby Bloom sounded so good on Sun Radio. It's when you get to the hook, it just sucks you in and you're singing along with your car, and it's one of those things that gives you the radio goosebumps. Congratulations on the record and this amazing tour as well. Are y'all feeling it still to this day, that the baby is out there in the world?
Yeah,
Yeah.
wow, thank you so much. I think we are, right? Like, I mean, look, it's funny because you do all this work beforehand. It's like years of your life that you invest in putting it into your art, and then you're making pictures and you're doing videos, and then it kind of feels like, and now it starts. So there's always like this next stage of this record, and we're finally bringing, a majority of the songs to the stage, and we've got production. We're tirelessly working on the show, trying to make it the best we can be, and finding where all these new songs kind of fit with the old songs. And that's a puzzle, but it's super exciting, and we're still really excited, and we love the clearing and the reaction that it's had, and your kind words. So yeah, thank you.
Ellie, on this clearing, I saw a quote from you, and it was, when you stop trying to seek out who you are when you were recording your music as a band, you felt like you always had to keep proving yourself or doing something that might not be in the norm. Would you say that recording the clearing was kind of like getting rid of the clutter and returning to like what was at your core, just songwriting, lyrics?
Yeah, I think it was like a really important exercise for us in like pursuing something that we wanted to, that was something that we would have wanted to listen to at that time, rather than like kind of being trying to second guess what other people want from us or whatever. And yeah, and like just exercising our songwriting skills and our musicianship. And yeah, so it was like a really, I think if it's been a really informative record for us as artists and as a band, and now just really again another new kind of learning curve and challenge and yeah, like fun exercise learning to play them and translate them to the stage.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it's been really, yeah, it feels like yes, like Theo's been saying, like feels almost like a first album in some ways.
Sure. Kind of like empowering, like you've broken the old tropes of what you were supposed to be, and you can feel like, hey, this is what Wolf Alice is now.
Yeah, but like I didn't really feel like that when we were making it. I was like, when people were like, oh, what does it sound like? I'm like, oh, it kind of sounds like what we've done before. But then everyone else is kind of like, oh, what are you kind of flip, you changed quite a lot. And I didn't really realize that. So now I'm like, oh, what's going to happen? What will we do next? If that, I mean, if I was going to try and like change, I would have done something very different to that. So now I'm like, oh, what will happen if we try and make something different?
Yeah.
I think, as you know, being creatives, it's just keep creating. You know the path will make itself seen. I think always trying to like put ourselves, or you know, a creative in a pigeon box or a hole that somebody else says this is what you need to be, I think you're just it's counterintuitive.
100%. Yeah. Like, I saw this interview with David Bowie actually the other day, and he was like saying, don't, and what was he saying now? I don't want to. I always do this. I talk about what other
Wait, was it the
people.
one where he says, don't make art for the gallery or something like that? Where
Yeah.
it's
Well,
like,
why have you got a
yeah.
tiny banana?
Oh, sorry. I was going to eat a banana and a kiwi earlier, and I just didn't have time.
Yeah. What does he say? He's just like, you just, yeah, like, don't. Yeah, like make stuff for yourself, basically, is what he's saying. Like you are your most important audience, and like, which is like, I definitely do agree. And so, you can't feel remorseful and regretful if you've made something for yourself. But then I also do think like, it is also a challenge and fun to make stuff for yourself that can be accessible to others. So I try to mean like maybe that's just like about finding the like a balance of two is the dream or something. But yeah, I can't remember that. I always do this, and I always say, oh, I heard this quote the other day, and then I can't remember the quote, and I say something crap. But yes, whatever you said it better anyway. So
Joel nailed it with this kiwi. Way to stay nutritious there, brother. I appreciate you. talk to me about, because I'm curious about this. What is so special about the decade of the 70s, and how did it come to kind of, did it influence the clearing, and how?
Yeah, definitely did. I mean, it wasn't like the sole influence. I think there's, you know, the four of us are very close, and while we don't all like all the same things by any means, if we get excited about one thing, we're quite good at like focusing on it. And I think we all found ourselves gravitating and being inspired by records that were just out in that decade. And you know, we were listening to things like All Things Must Pass by George Harrison, the first solo record he did, and you know, thinking about harmonies that you can sing in the room. So you think, okay, right, Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young, they did that pretty well. So you start listening to that, and loads of things kind of like had this domino effect into one another. And we never wanted to make this kind of like like cosplay kind of everyone's kind of like Austin Powersy kind of like kitsch thing. It was just that it was really exciting to listen to the honesty of those records. And the musicianship that you have in that era is one that you can't, it's not manipulated. Do you know what I mean? It's just like really well captured performances, which we wanted to, infuse into our own recording. And, you couldn't really fake it in that era. So there was just a lot of reasons like that, really, that, I listened to like Carole King Tapestry, and it's just really raw and honest. And it just sounds like, and it's a record that sounds like she's just playing to you, the listener. And that was a mindset that we wanted to do. And there was quite a few things that just really seemed to inspire us.
And the decades of the 70s, also a sweet spot era for denim, Joel.
Amazing. Amazing.
That's the main reason why we went
Thick
for a little
denim
bit.
in the 70s.
Ignore everything I just said. It's the denim.
Chatting with Ellie and Joel from Wolf Alice. Follow along on the gram at Wolf Alice Band, wolfalice.co.uk to find them online as well. A couple more questions, y'all. I saw you cover an Olivia Dean tune, Ellie. So much great music coming from England area. I'm familiar with like Joe Hill and Jade Bird. Are there other artists that you're into that you'd like to shine a spotlight on that we need to know about? Or who are y'all like into or championing or wanting to work with in your neck of the woods?
I mean, today, literally today, one of my favorite UK bands who are called Sorry. They just dropped their third album.
Cosplay.
Yeah, and they're great. They're just like, they're kind of not, you can't really pigeonhole them or put them in a box. They're pretty strange, I would say, actually. And they just come off the tour at the end of last year with Fontaines DC, who are
Love them.
from Ireland, obviously, and one of the most exciting guitar bands at the moment, I reckon. And we've also got Florence Road, who are on the tour European tour with us, who are also from Ireland. And I think like they haven't even put out their first album yet. Yeah, I think they put out two EPs maybe, but I think they're going to be massive. Like their songs are so, they just sound like you can hear them in arenas and stadiums and stuff, you know, like, so yeah.
Love that. Ellie putting us on to some music that we need in our ear holes. I appreciate you for that. I love this question. I asked Charity from The Head and the Heart, because they're road dogs too. They're always on the tour. Like, what is the one thing when you're on tour, on the bus, on the plane, that you just wish you had more of, or something from your hometown that you bring with you? She answered laundry detergent, because they're always losing the laundry detergent. We put that out in the airwaves, and now fans bring them laundry detergent
Oh God.
when they play
You should have
Central
asked for
Texas.
drops
Drops
or
is my.
something. Yeah.
Is there a Wolf Alice want and a need when you're on the road, something that reminds you of home or that you just can't feel comfortable with when you're out there on tour?
I mean, all our crew are obsessed with like proper Yorkshire tea bags. Every time I walk past them, they're talking about where's my coffee tea bag, blah, blah, blah. So tea. At one point, there was a girl who used to come to our shows and give Theo socks. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. I think,
That
and
was
at the
good.
time we're like, wow, but then now she's stopped. You're like, what happened?
Yeah, Theo's never worn a pair of socks since. And yeah, just money, really.
money, socks, and tea.
Yorkshire tea bags. That brings a whole new terminology to getting tea bagged here in the United States. So thank you for that. And don't be surprised if you start showing up at shows and you get crates of Yorkshire tea bags just waiting
That'd be
for you.
great.
That's how the universe works. We can't wait to have you back in Texas. I mean, can you spill any tea about 2026 plans to come rock us?
Yeah, I mean,
I
we
think.
need to come back for sure. We.
She says yes, and I love that.
Yes. Yeah. I want to play Austin City Limits. So if anyone's listening that books that festival, book us for that festival. It's always such an amazing light. We did play years ago. But yeah, we love coming through there. We were literally, quite literally just there, and it was a great time. And yeah, we never needed an excuse to come back and do a show in such a wicked place. So
I don't know why that can't happen. Play the big stage at ACL Fest, and then while you're in town, pop over to the ACL Moody Live and record an Austin City Limits live taping as well. That would be sick.
I'd actually love, they all, they're always on planes, those sessions, for some reason. Like, and I've
Yeah.
seen like the Radiohead one, the Arctic Monkeys one. I think it's like My Morning Jacket or something do one. They're always just really, really cool. So yes, let's put that and teabag that into the universe.
And denim. No socks for Joel, but he does love some vintage denim. I
Yeah.
appreciate and money for Ellie. There we go. Just shower them with gifts whenever they're in your town. Safe travels. Such a huge fan of the clearing. White Horses right now sounds so good on the Sun Radio airwaves. We much love from all your fans here in Central Texas and throughout the world. I appreciate y'all taking some time with me today, Ellie and Joel.
Thank
Oh,
you.
thanks,
Yeah,
man.
thanks for spinning White Horses.
Absolutely. And get ready. Are you playing Hamburg tonight?
Yes, we are.
Going to be
Yeah, a
one
few
hell of a
hours' time.
show. Well, kick
Wicked.
some ass, y'all. Safe travels on the road, and look forward to maybe swinging by and hanging with Sun Radio next time you're in Central Texas.
Let's do it. Can't wait. Thank you so much. Bye.